Question number 127 is known that the Batman used to wipe the floors with people when he was talking and learning to them. Being that the Batman was a god ador, how are we supposed to look at such a hanhoga? This is a question that, you know, many people have asked the Rabbeim. And the problem was that when you asked the Rabbeim, you didn't really have exactly which of the what Rabban did and what he said and what was the scenario. So the Rebbe was able to be doicher the cash. But if you did know exactly how sharp Rabban said it and what colors the face of the guy turned, and what was the problem, and how it was so unnecessary. And you know, like if you really knew the scenario a little bit better, the Rebbe would not be able to give you such a dochik to contempt. So, you know, from the times I used it, I never, you know, I don't really have a teretz. I mean, the only thing I do know to say is that Yimor state Haitzuv Mirabonon de Rosach Oyraisu de Komarascha Bekirbe. So that's for sure off the books. That for sure has nothing to do with Malm Bnei Chaveira. That for sure has nothing to do with anything. That's Oyraisu de Komarascha Bekirbe. The Torah is a shtik eish, and the eish is, you know, could burn. And stating Gemara that if you have a tzuvah merabonon de rosach, you just assume that it's a raisu who de rosach bekirbe. So the one person that we can be sure that the raisu was ko rosach bekirbe was about. So maybe you just chalk it up to that. And maybe anyone who's going to copy that on Hoga that doesn't have the raisu de ko rosach bekirbe might be nichts to the tzum of Malm Pnei Chaveira in the Chedu of the Mabon. It says this is one of those places that it's ain't been gehenem by my boy kuchot asayre mamish. That if you're doing it with that koyach of a raisu to come arascha bekirbei, so then you're ben adam for it. This is the gevaldik koyach madrega teira that it's takay raisu to come arascha bekirbei. And if you're doing it just for your own rishus as natzchus, but not the raisu to come arascha bekirbei, so then you mamish. And nobody should be saying himself in Masach Noch what Rabban did, you know, and think that he could, you know, Anoichi Oroi and say that he has that madriga of Reisu to Kamaras of Begirbe. Lemaisa Giret, people a lot less than Rabban, but also Choshua people that we look up to do it, but not to the extent as Rabban did, not to that sharp extent. There is a mindset that if Yen is staring the shear, Mizal Nishlozen Yen to stare the shear. Sometimes that part of the guy is just nudging or getting fascinating or taking away everybody's attention. You know, there is a way that you have to claim him up. You know, there is such a thing. I don't say to be Mavazim, but I mean to at least be stark about the trying to be mastikin. Even though it will be very uncomfortable for the person, but not to hurt him to say anything to Mevazim, but you know to be mashtik him, in a way that he doesn't, he doesn't give birth to more. That it could be reshus as the sooner too. The only God of Israel that his policy was to sooner be chayza from the whole shia. Even if he knew your cash was a shtus, just to build you up. The only one who would do that, even Barabim, was Rabbi Zalmelt. That was his mahalach. I mean, he would do that. And with such a tremendous edelkeit, and even though the guy was nudging, and he knew he was nudging, everybody else knew he was nudging, and the cash was nudging, he would take it as serious as possible and like make it like he's always logged and even allow it to shtet a shia. I mean, he would do that. So, if you have a choice who you want to make noch, Rabbi Zalman or Rabbanan, is it much safer if you go after Rabbi Zalman? You know, they're both obviously yeshiva over here. So, it's it much safer to go after Rabbi Zalman's mouth than after Rabbanan's mouth. I do remember many, many years ago, Rabbi Shlomo Feivel, was telling me that he knows that maybe they take on the chumras of this godl or that godl. He never saw anybody take on the chumras of Rabbi Zalman. And he sort of wished that people would have a tshuva to take on the chumras of Rabbi Zadal. Again, it wasn't about this, but he's talking about all the dictum of Mechveira, all those, you know, the ribuya dictum of Mechveira that the Rabbi did. He doesn't see anybody taking on those chumras. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, but even lesser people than Rabban do not let them stay the Shia, and, you know, they'll crack down. Now, you also have to think about, you know, the midas tavis of the guy who asked. The guy who asked in the Shia is a little bit asking for it. The one who fragged the iron in the Shia, you know, I assume a Golub is all saying in Shia, and the guy is asking like der, Rischus is not Rischus. I said, no, Rabban was so focused on you. You know, that whole Nusach, he's sort of threatening that, you know, the Chacham HaDeirish and trying to advise him, but Rabban also, I mean, you know, it's a very dangerous game. But that was Dagi Shotayim, I was the Meredim, so I don't know what to say. It's a Uvda, the Yadua that Rabbi Kvega was giving a Shia in a place, and the Morda Asra is there. And Rabbi Kvega made it like he's Chayza from the Shia Meikar then, because he thought it's very important that the people should have the right Dachelet for the Morda Asra. But, you know, the story was in Kuba, they only did that for the Morda Asra. You know, anybody else would ask him. If you look into Rabbi Kvega's Shuvahs, and you see somebody send him something that he doesn't like, he lets him know that he doesn't like it. You know, in fact, one Golub Yisrael sent him a letter on what Kvegi wrote. And Kvegi wrote him back, Mamish, it's like getting a letter bomb, getting that from Kvegi. And he wrote him back, Timihani Bezeh Amalis Kvot Yerosh, Yishin Shogu Bezeh Mo'id Bedover HaPoshet. And he explained why he thinks he's making Shogu Bezeh Mo'id Bedover HaPoshet. A command body of Rabbi Kvegi's Shuvah is that anything that you sent him that he liked, he'll write you and make the point that he also said this. Usually he'll say he said it a little better. You know, the guy Manechik shakes, he came Ulam only on the sheet of Rambam because on the Gates it's not true at all. Like he'll be mistaken, or he'll just wipe the voice with it. Kemad Bodek Menusa. And the Briskov also is very possessive. If you look at his Ikrasin, Gamanoichi Marti came yours. And also always tell you why he said it a little bit better. And if he doesn't like, just, you know, like, there's no such thing as, oh, this is like a really good shtick. I never thought of this. It's really not, there's come out no such tikkuv. It's like very, very rare that you'll find it. No one should, you know, mach nocher barons and hogger and, you know, and befreit nicht nachher, because the reis of the kumaras from the kyori. No. Teira is fire and it just. It leaps out. No, yeah, that hair was Chazal Zogan. I rise to the Kamaraz Rebbe. And Yoitzik Shal Hebbes Ben Achazam. And he's not being today nothing. He's not even doing a midas. If out of his tongue come leaps out fire, what are you talking about? You know, you open up an oven sometimes. That's what it is. So that's what I'm saying. Only Rabbanan is like that. He's only one we know who shined to such a madriga. And that's why a tzurva merabbanan is actually called a tzurva merabbanan. Tzurva is meloshon tzairev. He's burning. He's a tzairev. So how many people really have that madriga for them? But Rabban, everybody who had to do with him, even before he came to the Shia, looked at him as that. Fire. That's how they looked at him. So, you know, him it passes.